I'm pleased to be with you again. I believe the Lord has purpose in that. I've asked Him to give me His message for you. And I have prayed that you might be willing and able to receive it. Shall we pray? Our loving Heavenly Father, we do worship and praise you. You are everything for us. We have learned of you. We have walked with you. And Lord, we have begun to know you. We want to know you better. Thank you for what you have planned for us, not only in this life, but in the life to come.
Oh,
grant that we may desire it. Lord, speak to us this afternoon. And enable us to hear your voice. For your name's sake, Lord. Amen. Now we're going to read together in the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10. The Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 10. We're going to read the first 14 verses.
我们读头那14节.
This chapter begins by talking about the past, or God giving the law.
这一章里面开始的时候讲到神给律法我们是讲到以前的事情.
And so much of the Old Testament is devoted to what God said and what laws He gave.
是在旧约里面,都是神讲到是他,怎么在旧约,在这个律法的里面,他将他自己的说话跟我们讲.
Here it says, all that was a shadow of good things to come.
因为讲到这些,只是将来美事的影儿,律法既是将来美事的影儿,第一节.
So let us learn about that.
让我们今天来到学习这个.
Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 1 to 14.
我们读第十章, 希伯来书十章第一节至第十四节.
You read.
我读出来. 律法既是将来美事的影儿, 不是本物的真像, 总不能藉着每年常献一样的祭物, 叫那近前来的人, 得以完全. 若不然, 献祭的事, 岂不早已止住了么? 因为礼拜的人, 良心既被洁净, 就不再觉得有罪了。但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪，所以基督到世上来的时候就说：神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾赐给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不欢喜的。 那时我说：神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。以上说祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，也是你不欢喜的。这都是按着律法献的。后又说：我来了，为要照你的旨意行。可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。 我们凭借旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣凡祭司天天站着侍奉神屡次献上一样的祭物这祭物永不能除罪但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭就在神的右边坐下了从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳 因为他一次献祭,便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
We're going to focus upon verse 14.
我们今天来到集中在第14节那里。
For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
第14节,因为他一次献祭,便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
As you will see in reading this chapter, there's reference to many sacrifices.
在这一章你读的时候，你看见有那里讲到有很多种的祭献祭。
And the chapter began by telling us that there were shadows. There were shadows of things to come.
这章开始的时候就告诉我们，这些祭献祭只不过是将来美事的影儿，就说到它只不过是个影子。
Now shadows may be good.
这个影或者会好的。
But the substance is better.
但是个本物个真相是更好的。
And the things foreshadowed in the scriptures,
这事情在这个影儿那里来到指向着的真的本物。
Particularly in the Old Testament,
特别在旧约的时候。
The things there foreshown are very wonderful.
是以前的来到晓谕的事情。都是很奇妙的。
But they're only shadows.
但他们只是一些好像相底影儿一样。
Here we come from the shadows to the substance.
现在我们从这个相底相底到的相片到到个真相本物的真相。
Or from the many sacrifices.
从很多这个提到的献祭的多种的献祭。
To the one.
来到只是唯一的献祭。
For by one offering,He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
十四节，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Why were there many sacrifices?
点解要咁多唔同嘅献祭呢？
Throughout the history of the Old Testament.
喺旧约嘅历史嘅里边。
And remember, Old Testament is history; it's not fiction or fantasy.
我哋记得旧约唔系一啲嘅人写出嚟嘅。一些想象出来的事情或者一些人的一个神话。
Throughout the history of the Old Testament, their repeated sacrifices were offered.
在旧约里面这个历史里面有很多不同的献祭来到献过给神。
And what we have read here, it was God was not well pleased with them.
在这个我们读到的时候，原来神是对那些祭他不欢喜啊。
Why?
为什么呢?
He appointed them.
他自己设立这些祭。
Why was he not satisfied with them?
为什么他不满足这些祭呢? 为什么?
Because they were only the shadow of what was to come.
因为他们只不过是那些影儿 是预表到将来的真相的显出了。
Every previous sacrifice in the Old Testament was in some way pointing to the Lord Jesus, the supreme sacrifice.
每一个在旧约里面的献祭，有部分都能够是指向着将来个最高的那个献祭，就是主耶稣基督死在十字架上。
Now the many sacrifices may offend some people.
那些那么多的献祭，或者对一些的人，他们觉得是被绊倒的，都不定。
And they may say, oh, the Old Testament is all about blood, blood, blood.
旧约，这些献祭，那么多的血，那么多的血，血，血。
So many sacrifices, so many animals killed.
那么多的献祭的时候，需要杀那么多的祭牲了。
Well, it's true.
没错，是真的。
There were many of, animals offered as sacrifice.
没错，有多个祭牲牲畜来到被献上喺嚟到献祭啦。
If we turn back, for example, to the Old Testament,
让我哋如果打开嚟到旧约一个嘅例嘅时候
，at the time of the kings,
喺当时喺列王嘅时候，犹太列王嘅时候
，and Solomon in particular,
特别系喺所罗门管治嘅时候
，Solomon。Dedicated, or he built and dedicated a house to the Lord.
所罗门就将起咗为神起咗一个殿。
And on that occasion of dedication,
当佢嗰日嚟将呢个殿献祭嘅时候，献俾神嘅时候
，He offered so many sacrifices.
佢就献咗好多嘅祭啦。
We can read it here in the Book of Kings, First Book of Kings.
我哋会喺列王记上。
Chapter 1, chapter 8, I'm sorry.
在第八章。
First Book of Kings, chapter 8.
我们看列王记上第八章。
See verse 61.
我们看第六十。
62.
62节。
And the king, First Kings, chapter 8, and verse 62.
列王记上第八章第六十二节。
And the king and all Israel with him offered sacrifices before the Lord.
王和以色列众民一同在耶和华面前献祭。
And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings,
which he offered unto the Lord, 22,000 oxen.
所罗门向耶和华献平安祭，用牛22,000。
And 120,000 sheep.
羊120,000。
Listen to that.
咁多嘅。
How many oxen?
你睇下，咁多几多牛啊？
22,000。
22,000只。
And how many sheep?
几多只羊咧？
120,000。
120,000只。
What immense sacrifice！
呢个系一个好大嘅一个献祭啦。
Why？
点解啊
？It must have been awful！
一定系好可怕嘅。
The court of the temple which had just been completed！
呢个殿嘅前面嘅前院啱啱起好啦。
Where all these sacrifices were offered,
当这些祭要被献上的时候，
it must have been in an awful mess, mustn't it?
这个殿前面的前院是不是真的很污糟了，整到好一团污糟了？
Blood and carcasses everywhere.
是不是那些血和那些牲畜的尸首都满地都是了？
It's most revolting.
真的叫人很难忍受了。
But so is sin.
但系冇错，罪一样都系好难。
Sin is most revolting。
罪喺我里边，罪都系一样噶，令人你烦厌噶。
Sickness
嗰度会叫你系好似
is disease
系就生病，又叫你系得着种种嘅病。
Destructive
嗰度系叫你灭亡嘅。
Sin is an abomination。
罪系一个喺神面前系可厌恶嘅。
God is grieved at man's sin。
神是因着人看到人的罪，神是忧伤。
God sorrows more about that than any human has ever done。
神是对罪人的罪来到人的罪的忧伤，是比人的忧伤的来到更多了。
He said to Moses about Israel's his people's sin。
他讲到对摩西讲，他以色列众人的罪。
I know their sorrows。
我知道他们的忧伤受苦。
He knew better than anybody else the sorrows of that sinful people.
我哋嘅神系比任何人更清楚认识到人里边喺罪恶里边嘅受苦。
He suffers more on our behalf than we have ever thought of.
佢为我哋嘅缘故所受嘅痛苦，比我哋任何嘅人所想象嘅更多。
Why all these sacrifices?
点解呢啲咁多需要咁多嘅献祭咧？
What do we get? What message do we receive from them?
我哋得着嘅系乜嘢咧？呢个里边嘅信息话俾我哋听系乜嘢咧
？We receive two messages.
喺度我哋得着两个嘅信息。
One，
第一
is the greatness and the horror of sin.
第一就系罪嘅可怕，罪嘅伟大同埋可怕。
But the other is this.
第二就系乜嘢咧？
The preciousness of the precious blood.
系主耶稣嘅宝血嘅宝贵。
Sin, sin, sin. The blood, the blood, the blood.
虽然嗰度有好多嘅罪，罪罪罪，但系主耶稣嘅血。
Now people don't like that.
啲人佢话我唔中意啊。
And they think the Bible's a dreadful book.
佢话圣经一本好唔中意，我唔中意睇嘅书。
But here we're receiving precious instruction, brothers and sisters.
但系我哋弟兄姊妹，但系呢度神俾我哋嘅好宝贵嘅教导啦。
Sin is awful.
罪系好可怕嘅。
But there is a remedy.
但系嗰度有一个嘅医疗嘅办法。
An old woman said to David.
有一个年老嘅人，佢同大卫嚟到讲。
We must all die.
我哋个个都一定要死嘅。
And are as water spilled upon the ground.
你就好似一个里边有啲嘅水杯嘅水一路嘅倒出嚟喺地上。
It can never be gathered again.
当佢倒咗出嚟嘅时候，再唔可以收拾啦。
But God has devised means.
但神有佢自己嘅方法。
Whereby the banished may not be, need not be exiled from him.
嗰啲嘅被嚟到放逐嘅。嗰啲嘅被遗弃嘅，唔需要被放逐啦。
The circumstance of that old lady speaking like that to King David，
当呢个妇人佢讲呢个说话嘅时候，佢系咩遭遇里边咧
？Was the fact that David's special son had proved a traitor？
就系因为就系话大卫嗰个好特别嘅儿子成为咗出卖佢嘅。
He was very proud. He was very handsome。
佢系好骄傲，因为佢系好英俊。
But he was very rebellious.
但佢系好反叛。
And David expelled him.
大卫就将他赶出去。
Father and son were separated. Grief to David.
他因着这个儿子他在这里忧伤。
A tragedy for the son Absalom.
但这个亚撒龙这个儿子他遭遇的是一个很悲剧。
But the old woman came as an instrument of God to persuade David to accept a remedy.
但这个年老妇人来到大卫那里的时候来到去跟他说求他来到接受一个能够医治他的方法。
What was it she said?
他说什么呢?
We must all die and are as water poured upon the ground.
他说我们各个人都要死了好像水这样来到倒出来倒在地上。
Which cannot be gathered again.
这水倒在地上的时候再不可以收回转头。
Have you ever tried?
你有没有试过呢?
Have you spilled water and tried to pick it up again?
你有没有曾经倒过水在地上你又将水来到执回起来
了? No, it's hopeless.
你很难去执回水起来。
And that's the end of many lives. It has a hopelessness.
就是这样在很多的生命里面就结束的时候是这么没有盼望的。
But she said, the old lady said,
但这个年老的妇人就讲了
God has devised means whereby the banished should not be expelled.
他说但是神是有一个方法他自己设计一个方法就是那些被遗弃的他们不会永远的被丢弃了放逐了。
Now you can find those words in 2 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 14.
你可以找到这个话在撒母耳记后下的14章那里。
We must all needs die and are as water poured upon the ground which cannot be gathered again.
我们各个都要面对一个死亡就如水从杯里面倒出来倒在地上就不能够再收回它了。
But God has devised means whereby the banished should not be expelled.
但神是为我们来到设计了一个的方法就是说我们不需要永远的灭亡丧失。
It did alter the position of David and his family.
这样就来到叫大卫和他的家庭那里有一个改变。
David was reconciled, and Absalom was reconciled to his father.
大卫和亚撒龙他两个就再次相和了。
God had devised means whereby you and I also, who need to be reconciled to God,can be so done.
神为了我们创造一个的设计了这个方法要你和我都可以来到回转去到神那里从神相和。
God has needed to do what he dislikes doing.
神是需要做一些的事情虽然他是很不喜欢这样做的。
In the Bible, it is referred to as a strange thing.
在圣经里面这个是说是就是讲到好似一个好奇怪嘅事情。
What is a strange thing for him?
对神究竟咩事情系咁奇怪呢
？It is to judge，
嚟去审判。
This is not really part of our God。
呢个唔系神自己真系佢自己里边嘅部分嘅。
It's not to judge，
佢唔系嚟到审判。
But it's to save， it's to correct。
佢嚟到系拯救，佢嚟到系将人。矫正改正
Not to cast away, but to recover.
不是去将人来到去赶走而是来到将人来到寻回
Not to leave lives beyond repair.
他不是将人叫人的生命是来到坏到不可以再来到修补了
But to restore, repair. 而
是来到将人的生命来到恢复来到来到修补
And that's what we're talking about, or what the writer to the Hebrews is talking about.
这个就是我们的在希伯来书这个作者所讲的。
When he says, For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
我们打回到希伯来书第十章第十四节，他因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Only one offering.
那里只有一个的献祭。
Only one offering.
只有一个的献祭。
But an offering sufficient to remedy all the ruin that has come to the human race through disobedience, through sin.
这一个的献祭就足够来到去挽回一切 的罪恶一切的悖逆了。
Now that is foreshadowed in the Old Testament by the many offerings.
这个一个的献祭就在旧约里面很多的献祭的里面来到指向着这个的祭。
Why so many offerings?
为什么这么多的祭呢？
To emphasize the immensity of our iniquity.
是讲到强调到我们的罪恶的那个严重性那个的紧要的多了。
Why so much?Blood, so much shedding of blood.
为什么要这么多的祭牲流献祭又流这么多的血呢？
Because it's by the blood that a new life may be given to us.
因为就是靠着这个血一个新的生命来到给过我们了。
It wasn't always known, but it is known now.
曾经人不是很普遍的知道，但是现在人可以知道了。
That a blood transfusion can save life.
这个输血是可以叫人得生命得拯救。
And all kinds of people have been saved by blood transfusion in our day.
在这个现今的世代，很多人他们需要输血来挽回他们的生命。
In the war, the last war, I was in the medical corps.
在上一次的第二次世界大战的时候，我都要被来到去召去军队里面。
And the hospitals were giving blood transfusions.
我在这个医院那里来做了，在这个医院里面他们来到帮人输血了。
In the hospital where I was.
我在那个医院那里。
Blood transfusions were given from English boys to Japanese prisoners.
在那里有很多的日本人的囚犯被捉走的，他们需要血了，就是英国人，他们将自己的血来输给他们。
How precious the blood.
这个血何等的宝贵。
Even the human blood.
甚至是人的血。
But when it's the blood of Jesus our Lord and Savior.
但是我们讲的就是耶稣基督自己的宝血。
That blood is beyond estimate.
这个宝血它的价值是任何人不可以评价到了。
And that was why so much blood was shed in the Old Testament sacrifices.
所以你看到在旧约里面因着这样的缘故这么多的血是要需要被流了。
Not only emphasizing the importance and horror of sin.
不单止是强调到罪那个的可怕那个的严重。
But emphasizing and foreshadowing the precious blood of Christ.
来更强调到讲到这个的旧约的影是讲到主自己的献上他的罪。
In the epistle to the Colossians,
我打去哥罗西书
we read a very precious verse.
我读一节是很宝贵的一节的经文。
Colossians chapter 1,
哥罗西书第一章
and verse 20.
哥罗西书第一章第二十节。
We better read 19.
我们从第十九节开始读。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20.
哥罗西书第一章第十九节和二十节。
For it pleased the Father that in him shall all the fullness dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Father, reference to God.
这个父是指导我们的父神。
And him, reference to his son, our Jesus.
叫他喜欢是住在他的里面，这个讲到耶稣基督。
And in him should all the fullness dwell. All that God had to give dwelt in Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面，在他里面，父是喜欢叫他自己一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Then notice verse 20.
我看二十节的时候，请留意。
Having made peace,through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself.
既然藉着他在十字架上所流的血，成就了和平，便藉着他叫万有，无论在是地上，
whether they are things in heaven or things on earth,
天上的，都与自己和好了。
Peace through the blood of Jesus.
是透过耶稣的血是得着平安。
That was only foreshadowed in the Old Testament.
这个在旧约里面是好像刚才我们讲到很多的影儿都是指向这个的事情。
The many sacrifices that were shed or were sacrificed there gave their blood.
很多的祭牲他们献上的时候他们流他们的血。
Now you may or may not know, At the beginning of the book of Leviticus,
或者你知道或者不知道在利未记开始的时候
we are told about five particular sacrifices.
在那里讲到特别有五样的献祭
Leviticus chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
在利未记的第一、二、三、四、五章
Now we haven't got time to study that.
今天我们没有时间来去详细的读
It is very profitable to do so.
但如果我们去详细读的时候对我们会很大益处
I'm just referring to the five sacrifices mentioned there
但我现在只是略略提到那里提到那个五样的祭
First there was the burnt offering
那里初初的有燔祭
Then there was the meal offering
那里有素祭
Then there was the peace offering
然后有平安祭
Then there was the sin offering
赎罪祭
And then finally, the trespass offering.
那里是有赎献祭。
Five offerings, all foreshadowing the sacrifice or offering of Jesus our Lord.
这五个祭都是来到一个好像的影儿指向到主耶稣基督在十字架上的献上的献祭。
Now, of those five, there were three sweet savor offerings.
在那五个祭的时候那里有三样是有馨香的祭。
And the other two were sin sacrifices.
另外两个祭是为着罪的献上的祭。
And in the first three, which are spoken of as being sweet to God.
在第头嗰三个祭，当神讲的时候，对神是有馨香的。
We are helped to understand how precious to the Father Jesus was.
我们要明白到，原来那个馨香是知道耶稣基督在父的面前何等的宝贵。
You remember as soon as our Lord came to commence his ministry, came to the Jordan?
你记得主当初他开始他的传道的时候，在约旦河的时候。
And was baptized by John the Baptist.
他就受施洗约翰的洗。
Heaven opened.
天就打开了。
God spoke.
神就向我们说话。
What did he say?
神说什么呢?
Behold, my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
他看啊，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
Well, he saw what his son was going to do because it was appointed by the Father.
他看到他的儿子，他父来差他的儿子来到地上。
Here we have read in our passage.
在这里我读这段经文的时候
When Jesus came into the world,
当耶稣来到这个地上的时候
His words were these,
他的话就是这样讲
To do thy will, O God.
我来到我神啊我来要行你的旨意
And we learn from later scriptures and from history,
我是从很多的神的话语里面和在历史的里面
To do God's will was to die.
是作神的旨意完成的旨意来为着爱来到死。
He said, Lo, in the book is this written of me.
他在那里记载着经卷上已经记载关于我的事。
I come to do thy will, O God.
他说神啊我来了为要照你的旨意行。
I delight to do thy will. It's recorded in Psalm 40.
在诗篇里面讲到第四十篇那里他去行他的旨意的时候他里面很欢喜的。
Jesus then said, Father, your will, yes, I'll do your will.
他不是说父啊你的旨意啊你的旨意啊、哦、你的旨意啊要做你的旨意啊。
I delight to do thy will.
他说我很喜悦来到行你的旨意。
And his will, God's will, was the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的旨意是什么呢？为着主耶稣基督，他的旨意就是十字架。
The means which God had devised whereby we could be recovered.
透过十字架神所预备的，我们就可以被挽回，被得着了。
Our lives repaired.
我们的生命是得着这个完全的
And we be perfected in holiness and the fear of the Lord
我们的生命是完全的挽回过来我们就在神的面前可以存一个敬畏的心
That is what the Lord is seeking to do for us all now
我们知道神今天都是从作这个工
Perfect us in holiness
他是将我们是在圣洁的里面来到使我们圣圣
People are thinking, oh, they're going to heaven
人家说、啊、如果这班人上天堂
when I die, I'm going to heaven.
是我们死了我们去上天堂
I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒
I brought up in a Christian home.
或者我说我在基督徒的家庭长大
I've attended the church.
我一路我去参加教会
when I die, I'm going to heaven.
我死了我就死了之后我去天堂
But if we're not holy, we will be very uncomfortable in heaven.
如果我们不是圣洁的时候我们在天上天堂的时候我们觉得很不舒服的。
We say, oh, this is awful.
我们就说哎呀这个天堂真的不惯很可怕的地方。
Heaven will be hell for those imperfect.
当如果你不完全的时候甚至上天堂的时候好像在地狱的这样一样。
Because the atmosphere is heavenly.
因为那里整个都是充满属天的。
The language is heavenly.
那里的言语都是属天的。
The occupations are heavenly.
那里一切的工作都是属天的。
Imagine.An unconverted man or woman.
如果你想想思想下如果他是没信主的
or one who's never been perfected or improved by Jesus.
如果一个人从来未曾在这个这样的社会成圣的里面是耶稣基督改变他的时候没有曾经没从未有改变的
Heaven wouldn't be heaven for them.
他对天堂的时候实在不会觉得天堂是天堂
Now we're talking about the death or the sacrifice of Jesus.
今天我们再讲的就是我们的主的死他的献祭
And in those three sweet savor offerings
在这个三样的祭那里有馨香的火祭在那里
They're called sweet savor offerings Nice smell
讲到这个馨香的祭就是你闻到的时候你觉得很美了很香了
They're called that and they are that because they representWhat Jesus is to the Father.
叫做馨香祭，实在就是馨香，因为系讲到主耶稣基督喺父嘅面前，佢嘅献上系何等嘅馨香啦。
The beloved Son in whom he is well pleased.
佢呢个系我嘅爱子，系我所喜悦的。
The first offering, the burnt offering.
第一个嘅祭燔祭。
It was all for God.
系全全嘅，系献上俾神。
Every part of it was for God.
是每一部分的献祭都是为着神。
In some of the other offerings, no, man had some too.
在其他的祭的里面不是完全的给神人可以得着一些的。
But in the burnt offering,
但在燔祭的时候
it said it must all be for God.
是完全的话完全 是给神。
And who was more absolute for the Father than our Lord Jesus Christ?
有哪个是比我们的主是更绝对是向着神呢
His committal was utter, was complete.
我们的主对神的完全的交托是绝对的交托。
Even the death of the cross.
甚至在十字架上要死在那里。
So those sweet savor offerings speak of the sweet savor that Christ is or the Son was to the Father.
所以父神就说这个馨香燔祭的馨香是讲到他的儿子是那个的馨香在父神的面前。
But the two sin sacrifices,
但是两个罪的祭
the sacrifice for sin,
赎罪祭
and the trespass offering,
和赎显祭
that's sins,
是很多的罪。
See, we have two things.
我们那里有两件事。
We have a sinful nature.
我们里面有一个罪的性情。
And we do sinful things.
我们就因着这个我们犯了很多的罪了。
One day, a Sunday school teacher asked her class.
第一天有一个教主学的先生问他教那班学生了。
Children, what is sin?
他问这班孩子们罪是什么啊
A little boy said,
一个小孩就这样举手说了
Sin miss is doing what I like.
他说罪啊先生就是我喜欢做的事情咯。
Well, you can guess why he said that.
他说你可以想象一下他讲这个说话怎样说为什么这样讲了。
Was that the time he got into mischief?
每一次他曳的时候。
When he was enjoying himself in being mischievous.
当他曳他是很顽皮的他就很反斗的时候他很喜欢的。
I said that's sin.
你说这个是罪了。
So, he learned what sin was, doing what he liked.
他就知道这个是罪因为他作的时候他里面知道喜欢自己做的就是罪。
Now, that's not wrong. I mean, that's not unscriptural.
这个这样讲法不是不同圣经是一致的。
What does Isaiah say?
以赛亚点样讲咧
？Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 3 or 4。
以赛亚书第53章啊，嗰度嚟就点样讲咧
？All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way.
53章第6节啊，以赛亚书53章6节，我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。
But God laid on him, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all.
但是耶和华我们的神使我们众人的罪业都归在他身上。
A few years ago, quite a few years ago, I was traveling in a train in India.
都很多年前了，我就在印度坐火车的时候。
And I gave a tract to a young man sitting on the, in the compartment with me.
我在车卡这个有一个一个人，我就将一个福音嘅单张俾佢。
And the title of the tract was Deliverance from Sin。
啊，呢个单张嘅题目系讲到从罪里边被拯救出嚟。
And the message was that there is deliverance from sin through Jesus, through only Jesus。
啊，嗰度嘅单张嘅信息就讲到系喺耶稣嗰度，唯有靠住耶稣，我哋能够脱离罪恶啦。
And after that young man had read the tract,
当这个年轻的人他接受单章读完之后
he said to me,
他跟我说
How could one person benefit so many?
他说一个人怎么能够叫这么多人得着益处
I said, depends upon the person.
我就是很在乎这个人
No other person, of course, could benefit so many.
冇别嘅人可以咁俾咁多益处俾咁多嘅人。
Only the perfect devoted Jesus to his Father's pleasure.
只系嗰位
could do such benefit to so many.
只系嗰位嘅主耶稣基督，佢完全嘅交俾父神，只系呢一位能够将带咁多嘅益处俾人啊。
Here it says in our text.
喺呢度喺我哋在
By one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
在这一次的圣经节期里面第10章14节，因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Is your life in the hands of Jesus?
你的生命是不是在耶稣基督的手啊
?Is my life in the hands of Jesus?
我的生命是不是在耶稣的手呢
?Am I preaching what I practice?
我是不是所传的是我所实行的呢
?I'm trying to persuade you to do something newYou don't find me doing it.
或者我咪要去嚟到去，好似哀求你做一啲嘅嘢，但系我自己都唔做啦。
Is my life? Is your life in His hands?
你嘅生命就系我嘅生命，系咪实在完全嘅交喺佢嘅手啦
？If it is,
如果系嘅话
，totally given over to Him，
完全交托献上俾主嘅时候
，then He can perfect us in holiness and the fear of the Lord。
佢就能够以呢个叫我哋嘅生命系成圣嚟到系完全啦。
It says in Hebrews chapter 12，
喺希伯来书第十二章嗰度点样讲
？Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord。
佢话若冇圣洁，人就唔能够见到神。
Well, we think of going to heaven。
当我哋谂到要去翻到天堂嘅时候
，and perhaps our relatives may say, "You'll see the Lord."
我哋嘅亲人会同我讲话：，你会见到神啦。
Well, you have to qualify for that.
但你一定要有资格先得嘅。
Not a sloppy, half-hearted Christian life.
你唔系喺呢个地上，你自己系好懒、好放荡。你自己嘅基督徒嘅所谓嗰个生活，你自己都系好唔似样嘅。
Not a life that is now continuing in things that are an abomination to God.
不会继续是一些做一些事情在神面前是可咒诅了。
Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord.
如果非圣洁人就不能见到主。
Maybe you might get to heaven.
或者你说我可以去到天堂。
I can't say that you wouldn't get to heaven.
或者我不会说你不会去到天堂。
I would say you wouldn't see his face.
我就话，但系你唔会见到佢嘅面。
And that's more important.
我见佢嘅面系更紧要。
Shall I see his face?
我可唔可以见到佢嘅面呢
？My father used to say.
我嘅自己父亲曾经咁样讲。
When it was discussed as to do we know our relatives after we die?
当我哋讨论到我哋死咗之后，我哋会唔会认得我哋嘅亲戚呢？
Shall we know our dear ones in heaven?
我哋能唔能够喺天堂嘅时候仲记得又认识认翻出我哋喺地上嗰啲亲人啊
？My father used to say，
我个父亲咁样讲
，I think we'll be looking at his face， and it won't be a question of my relatives。
如果就系我哋要见到主嘅面嘅时候，嗰、那个我哋嘅问嘅问题唔系话我哋会唔会见到我哋嘅亲人啊
？To see his face，
喺度见到佢嘅面。
You know， we read in Corinthians，
我哋读到喺哥林多嘅书信嘅里边
，seeing the face of Jesus，
见到主嘅面。
We better look at that，
我哋睇一睇呢一节经文。
Second Corinthians，
哥林多后书
，Chapter Four。
哥林多后书第四章
，Second Corinthians chapter four，
哥林多后书第四章
，verse 6，
第六节
，Second Corinthians chapter four verse 6，
哥林多后书第四章第六节
，For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts。To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书第四章第六节，那分父光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光，显在耶稣基督的面上。
See, the face of Jesus Christ.
又讲到耶稣基督嘅面。
What does it say about that?
讲到耶稣基督嘅面系点样讲咧
？The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
又讲到神荣耀嘅光喺耶稣基督嘅面上。
The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
又系就系讲到嗰度嘅耶稣基督神荣耀嘅光系照在耶稣基督嘅面上第六节。
I don't want to miss that.
我唔想失卻咗呢個嘅機會。
That's going to be one of my privileges.
呢個係我一個權利。
To see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我得知道神榮耀嘅光喺耶穌基督嘅面上。
What is the glory of God?
神嘅榮光榮耀係乜嘢
？When we read in John,
我喺約翰福音嗰度讀到
Chapter One,
第一章。
The Gospel by John, chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章
verse
16 and 17. 第一章第十六至十七节
Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
约翰福音第一章第十六至同埋十七节
And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
十六节，从他丰满嘅恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Here's a definition of the glory of God.
呢度就系神荣耀嘅一个嘅嘅定论啦。
See, glory, glory, what's glory? Glory, glory, what is glory?
你话呢个荣耀荣耀系咩咧
？It's grace and truth.
嗱系恩典同埋真理。
Grace and truth shone in the face of Jesus Christ.
喺佢嘅面上系你显出嘅满有真理满有恩典。
Oh, when you say, how can that be?
你话点样可以有咁嘅事情
？Because in Isaiah 52 we read。His face was marred more than any man's.
因为以赛亚书第五十二章我哋讲到，佢话佢嘅面容都系比别人憔悴，佢嘅形容系孤高，系被人嚟到睇佢嚟到系咁样嚟到毁佢嘅面容。
His face had been slapped and battered.
佢嘅面系被人打啦。
Bruised and bloodied.
被好多嘅，因为打嘅时候，嗰度好多嘅肿，嗰度好多流血啦。
Isaiah says more marred than you could identify as a man。
佢话以赛亚书讲到主耶稣嘅面貌喺真系系俾世人诬告，系俾别人憔悴。
He was the man that God's people have been looking for。
呢个人，呢个人，世人嚟去寻找佢嘅时候，曾经去寻找佢。
Was this the man？
系咪呢个人呢？
You know what Pilate said?
呢个你知唔知道 比拉多昔又怎样讲？
In John chapter 19 and verse 5,
是约翰福音第十九章的第五节。
When Jesus was led out to be crucified,
当别人将耶稣带出去来到被去钉的十字架的时候，
With blood and spittle coming from his face,
佢个面上系俾人哋唾呢个口水，佢个面亦都流血啦。
That's an awful picture, his face.
佢个面貌系一个好难睇嘅个面貌。
What did Pilate say?
比拉多点样讲咧
？Behold the man.
佢话你看呢个人。
He had a revelation.
佢喺嗰度得咗一个启示。
Pontius Pilate wasn't a Christian.
比拉多并不是一个基督徒。
But he saw and spoke beyond his experience.
因为他看到的同他看到的听到的是超过他一切所经历的。
He was a prophet.
因为他是一个先知。
Only for a moment, perhaps.
这个比拉多好像是暂时做一个先知。
By revelation, he saw Jesus as the man promised.
他因着那个启示，他就认识到原来这个人就是神所应许 的人了。
Who by one offering would perfect all those who sought God？
这个人他一次的献上就叫人永远的成圣了。
I love the Lord，
我爱我的主
，because I have discovered He suffered with joy。
因为我发觉到原来他受苦是带着喜乐的受苦。
To secure for me what God has called me to enjoy for eternity.
是为着我来到赢取这个永远 的安稳永远 的拯救。
If I didn't believe it and didn't believe in enjoying the prospect of it, I wouldn't be here this afternoon.
如果今天我不是相信接受的时候我今天不会在这里了。
No, I'm satisfied with him.
今日我系对主我自己好满意啦。
I'm blessed with the one who through tremendous sufferings paid the price and rescued me from my sin.
呢位嘅主系为我付上极大嘅代价嚟到挽回我拯救我从我嘅罪里边拯救我。
It says he died once.
喺度讲到佢死咗一次。
Died once.
只是死一次了。
Didn't have to repeat his work on the cross.
他不需要他时常的再上十字架里死了。
When he, after those hours of suffering,
当他在那里经过几个钟头的受苦的时候，
ending with 3 hours of darkness,
在他最后的时候三个钟头是完全的黑暗的。
After all that, what did he say?
最后他之后他讲什么说话呢？
It is finished.
他说成了。
Now that remark could mean different things to different people.
当人听到成了的时候，对人有不同的意思。
His enemies could say, oh, thank God it's finished.
他的敌人可以说，啊，感谢神了，完了，完了，最好了。
And the rulers and the Jews who hadn't been able to understand or control Jesus.
这些犹太人他们的官他们的首领在那里他不能够控制住耶稣也不能够明白耶稣。
Our problems are finished.
他说我们的难处就没再没难处了因为他完了。
He's dead.
他死了他没难处了。
Of course, there were others, those words meant other things.
但是主的话是更有意思了。
For his disciples who heard those words, what did it mean to them?
但对他的门徒他听到主的话对他们什么意思呢
They hadn't understood what he was talking about when he spoke of the cross.
当主曾经跟他们讲到十字架的时候他们不太认识主讲的话是什么意思
There were many things that Jesus said in their presence which they didn't understand.
在主在他们面前讲的说话他们都好像不明白了
They had the Jewish hope that the Messiah had come and he was going to do the work for them and the work in them.
他犹太人的盼望就是他们的尼赛亚的来到的时候就为他们做一些事情了在他里面做一些工作了。
But now he's dead.
但现在他死了。
His work is finished.
他的工作是完了。
But that's when he conquered, that was when he overcame.
不是但是因为他有一个但是他说到他是得胜了。
This was God's devised means whereby the banished need not be exiled.
这个就是神所预备的方法，就说那些被赶出去的时候，他们不会永远的被赶出去了。
My one offering,
这个一个的罪
He has redeemed.
他来到拯救、挽回、赎回。
That offering so immense.
这个的献祭是何等的超越。
All those goats and sheep that were sacrificed could not reflect its value.
甚至所有那些的羊、那些的牛所献的都不能够是跟主所一次的献上来到作比较。
He has succeeded in defeating all the wicked devices of Satan.
他主要是已经战胜了魔鬼一切的诡计一切的陷阱。
And by his death, completing the will of God.
他透过他死为我们死，他就完成了，行完成了神赐给他的旨意。
Making peace by the blood of his cross.
他是透过十字架，他使我们同神和睦。
Giving life to you and I.
是将生命给你和给我。
Eternal life.
是永远的生命。
That's God's gift.
这个是神的恩赐。
He gave it to me at the age of 14.
我14岁的时候就接受了这个恩赐，得着这个生命了，永生。
People say, when were you converted?
有人问我，你几时是信主啊？
Well, no, 1921.
我是1921年。
How did it happen?
怎样发生呢？
He gave me life.
将新生命给我
Eternal life.
是永远的生命。
They say, surely you're not 98, are you?
他说你现在是不是98岁？你不是98岁，是不是？
What's the explanation?
为什么你这样？为什么你要解释了？
I've had eternal life since I was 14.
因为我在14岁的时候已经开始有永生了。
That's his gift.
这是他的恩赐。
What for?
为着乜嘢咧？
So、we might go forward and obtain by running steadfastly and continuously the prize that he offers us.
嚟喺嗰时开始就叫我哋嚟到继续嘅奔驰嚟到喺呢个路上嚟到，好似赛跑一样去得着佢要俾我哋嘅奖赏。
God offers us two things.
神俾我哋有两件嘢
，a gift and a reward.
一个系恩赐，一个系奖赏。
What's the gift?
恩赐是什么呢？
His life,
是他的生命，
eternal life,
是永远的生命。
With the forgiveness of our sins, he gives us life, new life.
是透过赦免我们的罪，一切的罪，他给我们有生命，新的生命。
And when I got life,
当我得着生命的时候，
and I can run,
我可以走了。
Can't I? Can't you?
我可以来奔跑了，你能不能够？你能不能够？我能不能够呢？
I can't run so much as I used to.
我现在不可以好像以前那么奔跑了。
In fact, I couldn't run at all now.
现在我不可以走了。
But what does the Apostle Paul say?
但使徒保罗讲什么说话？
In Corinthians.
在哥林多。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
First Corinthians. Chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
Verse 24.
哥林多前书第九章二十四节。
Read, brother, you read from verse 24 to the end.
我会由第二十四节读到廿七节。哥林多前书第九章廿四节，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。凡教力争圣的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向，我斗拳不像打空气的，我是攻克己身，叫身服我。恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
Now many peopleare happy because we're going to have the Olympics in 2012.
好多人好欢喜，因为英国咧就喺2012年嘅时候咧就会举办呢个奥林匹克运动会啦。
Those games in which all nations can take part if they can qualify.
呢个嘅运动会，全个世界国家如果佢有资格，符合呢资格都可以嚟参加到。
Why are they called the Olympics?
点解叫做奥林匹克咧？
Because It began at Mount Olympus in Greece.
因为开始的时候在这个希腊的国家这个奥林匹克这个山上开始了。
But when it began, at that time in Greece,
在希腊开始的时候
It was only Greeks who could run or compete in the games.
只有希臘人他們才可以來到比賽了。
If you were not born a Greek, you could not run in the race or jump whatever it was.
如果你不是出生是希臘籍的時候，你就不可以參加這個運動的競賽或者這個的跳遠的等等的事情。
But of course now it's open to any nation who can qualify to compete.
但現在所有的國家都是可以被邀請來參加。
Paul is here speaking in Olympic language.
保罗在这里好像讲到奥林匹克运动会这样的事情。
He's speaking about running,
他讲到一个赛跑。
And he's speaking about fighting.
他讲到一个打仗。
This is Olympic language.
这个是好像一个奥林匹克运动的一个的所用的言语了。
Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may win.
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
Every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it for obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible.
各凡教力争胜的，着诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Verse 26. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that's beating the air.
又節，所以我奔跑不像無定向的，我鬥拳不像打空氣的。
The boxer mustn't miss the nose of his opponent.
那個鬥拳的，他不可以，他打的時候，不可以打不中那個，他的對方的鼻了。
He mustn't hit the air, he must hit the nose.
他不會打空氣了，他要打中他的鼻哥了。
And you and I must hit the nose of the devil, where he tempts us to our old ways, old sins.
我們都是一樣，對那個魔鬼，就引誘我們魔鬼，我們要打他，哪裡打他的鼻哥。
Don't shadow boxing.
你不可以打個影這樣打了。
Practicing with only the shadow of an opponent.
不要好像只是一个影，你的仇敌好像个影咁，你打个影嘅。
Enemy, the adversary is real.
我哋嘅仇敌，我哋嘅魔鬼，嗰个魔鬼系真嘅。
Satan is fully armed in order to fight the fight.
仇敌，呢个魔鬼，佢系带着佢嘅武器，佢系因为佢要打啦。
And to defeat you and I in the fight.
他是要来到将我们来到打败的。
And how many believers there are, up and down, up and down, up and down.
甚至很多信徒他都有起有落了，他们就是在他们的生命里面。
Sometimes they're in the victory.
有时候他们是得胜这样。
But at other times they're in the defeat.
但有时候他们好像 是打败仗了。
So the apostle says,
所以保罗这么说，
Not only,Know that you've got the gift of life to run.
不单止你知道你有这个恩赐得着，你的生命可以去赛跑。
But so run and so fight that you overcome.
你要打，你要咁样嚟赛跑，咁样嚟打仗，系叫你得着呢个奖赏。
The work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋嘅主耶稣基督所作嘅。
Was on the cross.
喺十字架上。
But it's to be in you and I.
唔单止喺十字架上，更要喺作。到在你的里面，在我的里面。
He must be in charge of your life and mine.
他一定要是在你的生命，在我的生命里面来到掌权，掌管他。
Only then will we get through.
只有这样的时候，我们才能来到跑完。
To be perfected in holiness and the fear of the Lord.
就在他的这个圣洁的里面，在敬畏的里面，他使我们成全了。
He died.Once for all.
他一次为我们死。
And that might be today for you.
这个是为着你今天都不定。
That his work might be done in you today.
是这个一次的死，以致在你身上，作成在你的身上。
You don't say, he is the Savior, he's my Savior.
你不是说，他是一个救主，你说的是，他是我的救主。
He's changed my life.
佢改变咗我生命。
I'm walking in a different way。
而家我系行另一条路啦。
I'm thinking in a different way。
而家我所心思所想嘅系唔同以前。
I'm delighting in what delights the Lord。
今日我所喜好嘅系喜好佢要喜悦嘅嘢。
I have the destination that God has appointed for me。
我今日有一个永远嘅目标，神系为我安排定。
He that overcometh。As I have overcome, Jesus says, shall sit with me in my throne.
耶稣话凡得胜嘅，正如我得胜一样，可以同我喺呢个宝座上嚟到同坐。
God bless His word and bless Him to us all.
我求主将佢话祝福俾我哋每一个。
Amen.
主啊，我求你叫我哋今日能够听到你嘅话语，明白你嘅话语，求主你嘅圣灵嚟到。真系打开我哋嘅心，帮助我哋。主啊，真系我哋今日可以喺你嘅面前嚟到接受你嘅恩赐，呢个新嘅生命。耶稣基督，你自己一次过为我哋作嘅，你一次过喺十字架上献呢个祭，系俾就系讲到哦，主我哋系真系人里边人类一切嘅罪恶，我哋嘅一切罪恶，主你都能够。是一次的你自己献上的时候你的血为我们洗净我们的罪污。主我们感谢你，我们求主你今天叫我们能够靠着信靠你我们就得这个的平安，得与神和睦。我们今天又能够起来，我们来到再不在地上来到找着一些的来到叫我们只是最终是失望的东西。我们求主你给我们今天来到找着的是你自己，是一个新的生命，是一个满有盼望，是能够释放我们，从救我们脱离罪这个的生命。我们感谢你，我们求主你继续的跟我们说话，继续的你的圣灵来到光照我们，将你的爱来到向我们打开，来到激励我们，叫我们时常 的心来到被你的爱来到吸引我们 去回到你那里。正如今天我们有朋友来到我们当中但是真的很多时我们就是听了我们就是这样就摆低了。但是主要我们求你今次叫我们听的时候，你特别来到将你的话语能够真的叫我们能够接到你的话，将你的话语能够留在我们的心里面，你的话语来到向我们在我们好像微小的声音来到跟我们说，来到将我们的带回到你自己那里，叫我们真的在你那里，我们完全的是被拯救过来，我们真的有个新的生命，新的开始，我们一起这样来到求主祷告奉主的名，阿门。
阿门。